podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome to the MLS UK show, Stoppage Time, episode 8. As always, my name's Henry Hewitt, and I'm joined by my co-host...
Elliot Holman. Not changed that yet.
No. And we will never, Elliot. As long as you don't do the other way as well.
Yeah, no, we'll stick it out for now.
Another big week of MLS. Before we get talking about the biggest talking points across the league, for us two this weekend, your boys got a win against Chicago, which, as we discussed on the last episode, quite impressive. It's impressive you scored a goal as well, so well done with that.
Yeah, I keep hearing things about this keeper. Never heard of him. Clean sheets? Don't think so. Not on my watch.
Nah. He can go to Chelsea now, it's all right. When you concede against Orlando. And my boys, unfortunately, lost injury. We've got injuries, though, so... we've been praising Charlotte. Losing to Charlotte is no, you know, there's no embarrassment in that. Maybe when we played them at the Benz, they would have been, but no, now they're a good team. So
embarrassment when Orlando lost to Cincy, but not when Atlanta lose to Charlotte, who are playing literally their second game ever in history ever.
Well, didn't Charlotte beat Cincy the other week? So there's your answer to that. But anyway, the biggest talking point of the weekend wasn't that Orlando beat Chicago, wasn't that Atlanta, injury-ravaged Atlanta, lost against Charlotte, is that I predicted that Inter Miami would win. Who'd have thought that?
Yeah, you're annoyingly good at predictions. So if you could actually just pick the results that we want rather than ones you're dreaming up, Miami actually getting a win, unbelievable. Against New England, even more unbelievable.
Right, let's move on then to the biggest talking points of the week in MLS. Number one is Carlos Vela. Is he going to sign his new contract for LAFC? Apparently, it's all but done. However, if it's not done by July 1st, he can leave for another club. If it's MLS, they'll have to get his rights, so there's going to be a lot of issues around that. But he can move out the league if he wants. Elliot, should LAFC be worried? Should we be worried as fans of the league?
He's not going to go to another MLS team. I think we know that. I don't know why I know that, but it just would be weird. I think he's in demand. LAFC is certainly the club for him. I think when you see players churning through certain teams, it's because they haven't really found their rhythm and the team's happy to let them go. That's not the case of LAFC. They want him to stay. They want him to retire at LAFC. Where would he go realistically? You know, I think that's... that's the question. He's a really hard player to pigeonhole.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think MLS-wise, I couldn't really pick a team. I don't think a player of Carlos Vela's quality would necessarily just stick around in MLS and move from club to club. I don't think he's that type of player. I think you would be looking at him moving out. If I had to guess, he'd probably move back to Mexico. You know, because he's not old. He's not old for a soccer player. He's got plenty of years left in him. But they say he's imminent. I don't think LAFC fans should worry. However, we have seen these before. We have heard that contracts are going to be signed imminently, and then it never happens. So I'm at this point, I'm just glad I'm not an LAFC fan, because I could be really worried. We were both really busy at the weekend. You didn't catch the LA Derby?
I was out and I got back about when it finished, just to give you an idea of the time I got in. I didn't watch it. However, obviously I've caught up with it afterwards, mainly because I just saw social media was like, classic El Trafico giving us the drama.
Yeah, it's the biggest game in MLS, I would say, especially when you're looking at it from this side of the pond. You had the Chicharito and Vela thing. Chicharito obviously scored. Vela scored, but then obviously it wasn't allowed. So, it was a big game. LA Galaxy got the win, and they go a point behind LAFC now. But we'll talk more about what's happening on the pitch in our next main episode of the MLS UK show. Our second thing we're going to talk about this week is, funnily enough, a former LA Galaxy player, Giovanni Dos Santos, could be returning to the league with your favourite club, Elliot, into Miami.
Okay. Now, not to throw it straight back at you, but how? Because Dos Santos is available for one reason. That's because LA Galaxy had too many DPs registered and they had to get rid of one. they got rid of him. Inter Miami already have 19. How are they going to incorporate him into the team?
Well, I think someone who hasn't necessarily played a lot of football over the last 12 months, if any, I would say that he's not going to be on a bumper contract. That's probably where they can get around it. Obviously, there are restrictions on Inter Miami thanks to their
creativity.
Creativity, yeah, with the roster and the finances. So I think this would literally be a get back playing kind of deal. See how you do for 12 months, and then once the restrictions start to ease, then they might be offering bigger contracts. I think for me, in a kind of similar way to what we're getting Dwyer at Atlanta. You know, it's a kind of get back into the swing of things and see what happens kind of deal.
How is that going?
Well, do you know, I said we were injury ravaged.
Mm.
He had to start on Sunday, so that's how we're doing.
What's the score?
We lost 1-0 to Charlotte, as you know.
Mm. Sounds about right. Please do continue.
Moving on. Atlanta will win at the weekend. It's fine. When we're back doing a normal episode, we'll be back to winning ways, I'm sure.
Hey.
He hopes. Right, the third thing we're going to talk about this weekend, this week in MLS, is Juan Mata. He's due to leave Manchester United this summer, and rumours are he's already had offers from MLS. He's our latest player from Europe who we talk about on this bonus episode who is potentially joining MLS. He joins the likes of Sergio Ramos and Buffon. We've had him previous weeks. Juan Mata, Elliot, where do you think he would fit in?
Right, here's one for you. I'm sick of LA Galaxy, LAFC. I'm sick of Seattle. I'm sick of Inter Miami. Please, somebody make RSL Colorado an attractive proposition for someone like Juan Mata. These teams are teetering on the edge of actually being really, really good. Somebody like RSL, take Juan Mata, make that happen for me, and I will be really, really intrigued as to what they can achieve.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, he's not been playing for Man United, and let's face it, the way Man United are playing at the moment, if you're not getting in their team, that's not a good sign. But he is still a good player. He's, by all accounts, a great personality. He'll be good to have around the dressing room. He's got a lot of experience, won international tournaments as well, won plenty domestically in England, and I think he would suit a team in MLS. Where do I think he would go? I think it's, anyone make him an offer, to be honest. I would see it being like Shaqiri coming to Chicago. It's kind of a mid-table to bottom-table kind of team.
Minnesota?
Minnesota could work. He might want a bit of warmer weather, though, so maybe you could go to San Jose, perhaps. Who knows?
Who knows if San Jose are a mid-table team? I don't know if they're going to win the league, be relegated from it, or anything in between. What a ridiculous team at the minute. Absolutely bonkers. Yeah,
4-3 at the weekend against Houston, which turned out to be, the LA Derby was a good game, but I think in terms of action and obviously goals, Houston really, it was the other California team travelling to Houston that was the game of the weekend, and Houston's run continues, and it continues to surprise us. But we'll talk about more about that in our next MLS bumper episode. We need to remember we're here to talk about the biggest stories in MLS. Unfortunately, Houston beating San Jose is not one of them. But the fourth one this week is involving the US Open Cup. It's back. It feels like it's been about 2 or 3 years since we actually had the US Open. Before we have a look at some of the fixtures, Elliot, as an Orlando fan, how big would it be for Orlando to win this tournament?
I'm a big fan of the US Open Cup. I think sometimes these extra cups can be cause a bit of congestion. It can be a bit of a cluster around the middle of the season, obviously with COVID, etc., and the way the schedule's been, it's been really tough to kind of give them the time of day. But in the same way that I still have so much love for the FA Cup here in the UK, the US Open Cup is something that I want to take seriously. And that's fairly easy when your first game is against the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Tampa Bay Rowdies. Do you know which famous British
Sam Allardyce name next. Move on.
Sam Allardyce used to play for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. I think Joe Cole did as well. I'm sure Joe Cole played for him.
The amount of times you've told me Sam Allardyce played for Tampa Bay.
So that's why I want them to win even more. Elsewhere in the US Open Cup, let's see, we've got Flower City Union versus DC United. We've got Hartford Athletic versus Red Bulls. Who else? We've got Greenville Triumph versus Charlotte FC. This is how, I've got to say, this is how people from North America, when they see fixtures in the FA Cup,
yeah,
this is how they must feel going.
Yeah, like Flower City.
Yeah, Queen's Park Rangers. Who are they? Atlanta United versus Chattanooga, which is my favourite name, I've got to say, out of all of them. It's the Miami Derby, Miami FC versus Inter Miami, of Orlando versus Tampa Bay, as we know. FC Cincinnati versus the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. That's my second favourite team name. Detroit versus Columbus. And with this, I've got to give a shout out to Cliff Russo. He messaged us on YouTube. He commented on our latest video saying, are you going to talk about the US Open Cup? Well, Cliff, here we are. And he also said, as a Detroit fan, he really wanted Cincinnati or Columbus. So he got one of them. So I hope you enjoy that match, Cliff.
We should explain as well, because the US Open Cup early rounds, it's localized, it's regionalized. So that's why we're getting Miami v Miami and we're getting Orlando playing Tampa. It's a miracle Atlanta didn't play Charleston Battery like they do nine times a year. So yeah, that's the way that's working. And then of course, as we progress, it'll open up a little bit more.
Yeah, which makes sense, to be fair. And as well, it gives the USL teams a chance to have a big local MLS team at the ground as well. Chicago Fire face Union Omaha. Forward Madison versus Minnesota United. I'm just looking forward to seeing Forward Madison's kit in that one.
Yeah.
FC Dallas versus FC Tulsa. Houston Dynamo versus Rio Grande Valley. San Antonio versus Austin, RSL versus Northern Colorado Hailstorm, which is my third favorite team name. San Jose versus Bay Cities. Let's see, LAFC versus Orange County. And then Landon Donovan's team are going to LA Galaxy. LA Galaxy versus San Diego Loyal, I should say. So if here in the UK, when there's a big FA Cup match, they choose them to be on TV. So you kind of like, oh, which are the five biggest matches? And normally there's a story somewhere. If they were to do that with the US Open Cup, it would definitely be Landon Donovan going back to LA Galaxy would be the story there. But I think just like you said before, if for MLS teams, if you can get quite far in the US Open, it's obviously an opportunity to get into the Champions League. And also a bit of silverware as well. And as we've seen here in England, that if you can get some silverware, it can breed success. And then who knows, we could be having, that team who wins it, then pushing for MLS Cup either later in the year or next season.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's a lot of teams, let's be honest, when we've got so many new teams joining MLS, there's a lot of teams with empty trophy cabinets, and something like a US Open Cup win. You know, there's a reason why I was so into MLS is back. You know, it doesn't matter what you win something. MLS is back. Orlando got to the final. They've done well in the US Open Cup in the past. I like seeing the USL teams a part of it. I think that's really important. I want to see US soccer doing a lot more with USL. And it's a chance for a little bit of silverware.
Exactly. And good luck to all the MLS teams. I feel like we say that for the Champions League and we really like, oh, we want to get an MLS Cup team to win it. An MLS team is going to win the US Open Cup. So we say good luck, but it's in the loosest sense. Just before we go then, it is the second leg this week of Seattle v NYCFC. Seattle taking a lead into the second leg. Do you think they'll hold on, or can NYCFC turn it around?
I believe they'll hold on. The away goal was huge for NYCFC because, of course, that is what's effectively kept them in the tie. But they're not, you know, they're not going back to Yankee Stadium. They're playing at Red Bull Arena. I think Seattle have got enough here. We haven't seen much from NYCFC this season that makes me think. I know the roster's very similar. I know not a lot has changed, but at the same time, I think it really has. We're seeing a completely different NYCFC side this year.
Yeah. And I think I think NYCFC will be disappointed with a start. And I think if they end up going out to Seattle, I think You know, listen, NYCFC have come a long way. We know what Seattle can do. And to be honest, out of both sides, I would probably say I'd rather Seattle win it because they've been consistently there for a few years. And if it is going to be the first side to win this Champions League format from MLS, I do hope it is Seattle. I think it'd be well deserved. But NYCFC, they've got the capability to turn it around, but I think it's the fact that they're playing at the Red Bull Arena. I just don't think they'll have the crowd there, and I don't think they'll do it. I think Seattle will be quite comfortable, but I'm ready to be proved wrong, like we normally are on the MLS UK show.
Well, put it this way, if NYCFC were to turn this around, they'd go into the next game with a lot of confidence.
Right, that's it from us for Stoppage Time, sponsored, of course, by Soccer90.com. Remember, go to Soccer90 and get 20% off if you type in the code MLSUK at the checkout. We'll be back next time for a bumper episode of the MLS UK show. Thanks very much for getting involved with Stoppage Time. All I've got to say is that hopefully by next week, what I'm calling Atlanta's injury crisis, hopefully we'll be back to normal again. I think you just need any excuse when you're losing to one of the new franchises. You just need any excuse at all.
I do feel for Atlanta, obviously having to play without a recognised striker.
Yeah. False number nine.
Everything about it's false, mate.
Moving on. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to follow us on your podcast provider as well. I've been Henry Hewitt.
I'm still Elliot Holman. Thank you very much.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.